And welcome back to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. We pause for prayer. Lord, as we continue in the book of Judges today, we ask that we would see wonderful things in your word. Challenge us and encourage us in equal measure, we pray. Be with us by the Holy Spirit. Once again, we articulate the commitment that this is your word. Indeed, you used human authors, their characters, their distinctive voices. And yet this is inspired by the Holy Spirit, trustworthy and true, trustworthy in all that it affirms. We thank you for your word. Make it alive to us today, in Jesus' name. Amen. So we continue today in the book of Judges. I'm reading from chapter 4. I will read verses 1 to 9. We have skipped one story. We have skipped the story of Ehud, and we're reading about Deborah and Barak. After Ehud died, the Israelites once again did evil in the eyes of the Lord. So the Lord sold them into the hands of Jabin, a king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. The commander of his army was Sisera, who lived in Harosheth Hagoyim. Because he had 900 iron chariots and had cruelly oppressed the Israelites for 20 years, they cried to the Lord for help. Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, was leading Israel at that time. She held court under the palm of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim, and the Israelites came to her to have their disputes decided. She sent for Barak, son of Abinoam, from Kadesh in Naphtali, and said to him, "The Lord, the God of Israel, commands you, go, take with you 10,000 men of Naphtali and Zebulun, and lead the way to Mount Tabor. I will lure Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his troops, to the Kishon River, and give him into your hands." Barak said to her, "If you go with me, I will go, but if you don't go with me, I won't go." "Very well," Deborah said, "I will go with you. But because of the way you are going about this," or the phrase might be better translated, "because of the expedition you are undertaking, the honour will not be yours, for the Lord will hand Sisera over to a woman." So Deborah went with Barak to Kadesh. Deborah is one of the great female leaders of the Old Testament. And it's a moment maybe for me to say my deep conviction that God calls women and men equally to serve him at every level of ministry. It's not gender, but gifting and godliness that qualifies someone for Christian ministry, for Christian leadership, whether it's in the world or in the church. For me, in the journey that I've been on, Peter's quotation of Joel in Acts chapter 2 is crucial. God has poured out his Spirit on his people. His gifts are given to all, irrespective of age or of gender. And my conviction is that God is calling more women and more men to serve him in the church and in the world. Perhaps you're listening to this, it may be that you do have more time for reflection at this particular moment. And God is speaking into your life, challenging you, calling you into Christian leadership. He may be confirming to you a path that he's spoken about before. He may be saying to you, move into a new profession, a new trade, and be a leader for me there. But he may be calling you out of that profession into so-called full-time church leadership. We're going to need more and more leaders, more and more women and men of God with courage and with gifting and with character who are going to lead God's people forward in the days that lie ahead. And so Deborah is a great leader. How should we handle what happens here in Judges 4? Often the story is told in this way. Barak was the appointed commander, but he was unfaithful. He wouldn't go into battle without Deborah. And so this interpretation goes, if men don't step up, God will humiliate them by using a woman. I want to challenge that. I think it's a sexist reading. It doesn't chime with the New Testament, not least with the text that I've already referred to. God is liberating in the way that he pours out his gifts, irrespective of gender. But also, it really doesn't mesh with the text of Judges 4. Why did Barak not want to go into battle without Deborah? I don't believe there's anything in this story to say that he lacked courage. He was always willing to go with Deborah alongside him. No, there is another reason. Deborah, in the difficult days in which they lived, was the one who was God's representative, a prophetess, as we read. And as such, she represented the presence and the word of God. And so verse 8, Barak's words, if you go with me, I will go, but if you don't go with me, I won't go, actually represents faithfulness. And when we come to Hebrews 11, verse 32, that great gallery of faith that we've already referred to in these reflections, it's Barak and not Deborah who is listed as a great person of faith. Barak is faithful because he won't go into battle without the one who in those days represents the presence of God. Without God, he wouldn't go. Without God, nothing. Rather than unfaithfulness, verse 8 represents faithfulness. And certainly it's faithfulness to us. As we press into the day, perhaps as you go out into a hospital or a school or another place of work. Perhaps you go out as a volunteer. Perhaps you go out to serve and help your family, dropping food at the door. Perhaps you get up to serve your household, the others that you're living with that are now getting on your nerves. It's tough, it's difficult, it's challenging. And we can go into the day, we can go into the next thing that we're going to do without God. We can go boldly and brazenly, thinking that we can manage it on our own. But faithful Barak teaches us, we need God to go with us. What we should be saying is, God, I need to go, but I need you to go with me. Please come with me. Please fill me afresh by the Holy Spirit. Please strengthen me for what I have to do. It may be that you're going into a lonely day. It may be that you are working from home with no one else around. It may be that you're not feeling well. Go forwards into this day saying, Lord, please go with me. Lord, I need you. Lord, I'm not so proud to think that I can make it through on my own. I bow humbly before you. If you go with me, I will go. May we all follow the example of faithful Barak, the commander of the Lord's army, who would not go into battle without the presence and the power of God. I want to base our prayers today around verse 8. If you go with me, I will go, but if you don't go with me, I won't go. Faithful words, words pleading for the presence and the power of God. How we need them today. Let's pray together. Lord, we bow before you in humility. We ask for your forgiveness. Forgiveness specifically for the times where we have gone into battle, as it were, without your presence and your power. Times when we've engaged in spiritual warfare, or we've tried to, without the Spirit of God. Lord, we need you. Without God, there is nothing. So, Lord, as we press on into this day, whatever it holds for us, whatever we believe is in store, whatever surprises might be around the corner, we need you to go with us. We think of the church, and we think of the future for the church, your people. We believe that you're going to lead your church forward in new and exciting and fresh ways. But we want to say, Lord, if you go with us, we will go. But if you don't go, we won't go. We're not being unfaithful, Lord, but we cry for your presence and your power, because we know that without you, nothing, nothing of any lasting worth will be achieved. There might be the appearance of blessing, the appearance of fruitfulness, but it won't be real. It won't be lasting. We need you, O Lord. We need your presence. We need your love. We need the strength that comes from the Holy Spirit. We need a fresh filling. Lord, we don't want to live on past experiences. We need you now for this moment. Come by the Holy Spirit and work, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen.